From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
When upon life's billow you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count too many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count too many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count too many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count too many blessings, see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count too many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you till your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count too many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count too many blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count too many blessings.
Good morning. Our Bible reading is from Romans chapter 2 and the verse 4, and it says, O despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. The theme of this verse is the goodness of God. It is set in a chapter where Paul is speaking to an individual Jew, and as he speaks to him, he is seeking to underscore the truth. The Jews, as well as the Gentiles, were guilty of sin before God. Because of their sin, they would face the judgment of God as well. For this reason, in verse 1 of the chapter, Paul says, Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man. Then in verse 3 he says, Thinkest thou, O man, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Then following on from this, in the words of verse 4, he charges this man with despising the goodness of God. Now this morning I want you to consider with me the goodness of God in the life of this man, because it is only through the goodness of God that any of us can be saved. First of all, let us consider the goodness of God which this sinner enjoyed. This word goodness in Romans chapter 2 verse 4 means to act kindly and graciously toward another. And it was a fact that God had dealt kindly and graciously with this man. Being a Jew, he belonged to a nation which had the great privilege of not only hearing but also having God's word. That word which proclaims the gospel of Christ. The gospel tells of Christ who went to the cross, shedding his blood for the pardon of our sin, dying as a sacrifice without blemish, so that we could have acceptance with God. In Romans 3, verse 1, the question is asked, what advantage then hath the Jew? Verse 2 gives the answer, much every way, chiefly because unto them were committed the oracles of God. The oracles of God is a reference to the Word of God. Also, God's goodness to this man is described in the words forbearance and long-suffering. Forbearance implies a delay in the execution of punishment. Long-suffering implies a further extension of this delay. This man was a hell-deserving sinner, but because of God's goodness, the execution of that sentence was delayed. God tells us in his word, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. As you listen this morning, is the goodness of God toward this Jew a picture of his goodness also toward you? You too are familiar with God's word and are familiar with the gospel. You know that it is only through Christ that your sins can be forgiven and your soul can be saved. Also, like this man, you have sinned against God in thought, word, and deed. Justly you deserve everlasting punishment. Yet God has been long-suffering with you. He has spared you and kept you out of hell until now, for he is not willing that any should perish. The words of the psalmist in Psalm 103, verse 10, aptly apply to you. When the psalmist says, he have not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And it's because of his goodness and because of his long suffering that you today have another opportunity for getting saved and getting right with God. But then secondly, let us consider the purpose of God's goodness toward this man. At the end of Romans 2 verse 4, Paul says, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. God was good to this man so that he might come to repentance. Repentance means a change of heart. A change whereby the sinner turns away from his sin and by faith turns to Christ for salvation. Romans 2 verse 7 speaks of the portion of all who repent in the words glory and honour and immortality, eternal life. The person who truly repents will enjoy the forgiveness of sins, resulting in eternal life and immortality in heaven. Then Romans 2 verses 8 and 9 speaks of the portion of those who do not repent, when it says, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Oh, the purpose of God's goodness toward this man was to lead him to repentance and faith in Christ and deliver him from hell. And the purpose of the goodness of God toward you is the same. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 tells us the Lord is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Someone has once rightly said that sin and hell were married unless repentance proclaims divorce. That saying is true, for unless you repent of your sin, flee to Christ for refuge, you will never be saved from the wrath to come. God says, turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Upon reflection of the goodness of God, upon realizing your responsibility toward him, who has been so kind and gracious toward you, this morning may you be led to repentance and faith in Christ. Christ himself says in John 6 and 37, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Oh, if you come to him today in repentance and in faith for salvation, he will not cast you. That's his promise, that's his word, that you can depend upon for time and eternity. But then finally, we want to consider the attitude of this man towards God's goodness. In the opening line of Romans 2, verse 4, we read, "Despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering?" This man despised the goodness of God. He showed contempt toward God's mercy and love to him. His attitude was the symptom of a hard and penitent heart. Romans 2 verse 5, Paul says, "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deed." Such an attitude is characteristic of many, who despising God's goodness have perished in their sin. Think of Pharaoh this morning, who said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" Pharaoh turned his back upon the goodness of God, and he perished in his sin. The prophet Isaiah wrote of Christ, "He is despised and rejected of men." Unsaved listener, up until this time you've been doing the same. Now you would think little of a son who turned his back upon his parents who had done so much for him. Well, you have been doing something far worse, because the God of heaven has given you far more than any earthly parent could ever give, yet you have turned your back upon Christ until now. Romans 5 verse 8, Paul speaks of the consequences of the sin of despising God's goodness. And he says, "You are one who treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath." Your punishment in hell will be far greater than others who have not enjoyed the same privileges as yourself. If you're to be wise for eternity, then do not continue in this way. The hymn writer warns, "O sinner, God's patience may weary some day. Leave thy sad soul in the blast. By willful resistance you have drifted away over the deadline at last." This morning, turn from your sin. Come to Christ for salvation. For now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. This day, trust him as your Savior. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.